Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
It is Wednesday morning in the Quad Cities. 9:04 is the time. And this is Jim O'Hara with a look at WVIK, Quad Cities NPR News. With steps in motion to arm school staff in Iowa classrooms, some parents are concerned about what that may mean for their kids. IPR's Grant Leo Winterer has more from Waterloo.
The bill would require districts with enrollments greater than 8,000 to hire school resource officers trained in firearms. 60% of Iowans support armed staff in some way, according to a February Des Moines Register poll, but some black parents aren't so sure. Kim Campbell is the mother of a student in Waterloo Community Schools. She worries that allowing firearms in the district could make school less safe for her middle schooler.
Historically, black and brown people have been more largely impacted by gun violence. As a mom raising a black son, I'm always thinking about stuff like that as well.
The bill would also give qualified immunity to permitted armed staff and protect them from prosecution if they use, quote, reasonable force. I'm Grant Leo Winterer, IPR News.
In sports and baseball today, this afternoon, the White Sox host Kansas City for a doubleheader. The Cubs play in Arizona and the Cardinals play in Oakland. WVIK Quad Cities weather. Today, cloudy, breezy, and a high near 64. Overnight, partly cloudy, low about 46 with a slight chance of showers. On Thursday, cloudy, 90% chance of showers. Gusty winds and a high about 57 tomorrow. Coming up on Think, only 2% of physicians in America are black women, which leaves millions without doctors that look like them. The health inequities of different races today at noon on Think here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR.